Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, John Krant from Gym Vice Sports will be joining us. We will talk about tonight's Stanley Cup game number 5. We'll look back at last night, look ahead at game 4 of tomorrow night's game between Cleveland and Golden State, the NBA Finals. It can wrap up tomorrow night. If you have not heard about that, the Big Ten ACC Challenge, that the pairings have been released. We'll talk about that as well. Who wants the Ohio State men's basketball job? And, we'll maybe give you a 60-minute respite from who's the greatest of all time as far as a certain sport is concerned. All that coming up, Gym Class here on KGYM. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Local programming underway right here on KGYM, 1600 AM. That is the main gym. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. 107.5 FM, you're enjoying us on the North Gym in the Cedar Rapids area. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, again here for a Thursday as we welcome you in here. State soccer going on as well over in Des Moines at the County Sports Complex. Tee times have been announced for next week's United States Open, the first two rounds. We will talk about that, let you know when Zach Johnson's going to be teeing it up. So a lot to get to here on a busy Thursday on KGYM. Mr. Mark, good afternoon.
Afternoon. We've got another opportunity to win some barbecue roundup bucks this afternoon as well, so stay tuned.
Yes, we do. And $30 worth, as a matter of fact, plus 4 admission passes. We will give you an opportunity to win that coming up here in just a little bit. Let's get to it here. First of all, let's get you updated on what's happening in Des Moines. State soccer going on right now. The 1As have just finished up their quarterfinal round, and the advancing teams are Davenport Assumption, Nevada, CPU, and North Polk. Davenport Assumption shut out Regina today 9-0. They scored early and they scored often in that one. Nevada doubled up on Denver 2-1, so it'll be Assumption and Nevada tomorrow at 12 noon. North Polk shut out Tri-Center 2-0, and Center Point Urbana with 2 second half goals. Adriana Catcher and Woldridge with the goals. CPU beat Gilbert 2-1, so it'll be Center Point Urbana taking on North Polk at 12:15 tomorrow. That will be in Class 1A. 2A is on the pitch right now, Mark.
Pitches,
yes. I beg your pardon. Xavier just underway with ADM, and that going on. Also, Lewis Central taking on Newton, Norwalk, and North Scott, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Union. And then coming up later on in Class 3A, getting underway at 5 o'clock, West Des Moines Valley and Ankeny. 5:15, Ankeny Centennial and Bettendorf. Iowa City West and Dowling coming up at 5:30. Kennedy and Ames at 5:45. We'll keep you updated on scores, partials, as they come down the pike here. So, especially as far as the Xavier girls are concerned, as they are on the pitch right now, out playing against ADM. It's actually a combined program. It's ADM Van Meter for soccer. So there you go.
You mentioned tee times out for the United States Open, I believe the 117th.
Correct.
Which will be at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. You're very interested in this as you'll be in attendance for part of it. 8:13 next Thursday, Zach Johnson will go off with Masters champion Danny Willett and another former major champion, Angel Cabrera.
And one of your favorites.
They'll go off at almost 2 o'clock on Friday.
El Gato.
He's in contention a lot in the majors.
He is a very good, tough course player and a very good major player. He is El Gato, the duck. So there you go.
8:13 on Thursday, 1:58 on Friday.
Friday, it'll be better. Afternoon will be better. Although I will be there at 8:13 if I needed to on Friday. But it'll be great to see Zach teeing it up with those two guys. And hopefully we'll have a good United States Open up at Erin Hills. Looking forward to that. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to chime in today. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's also the phone line. Again, 319-366-1600. Pairings are out for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We do not know the dates, nor do we know the times, nor the networks, but we do know the matchups. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, for the second straight year, are going to be on the road, and they're going to go to Blacksburg, Virginia, to take on Virginia Tech. And the Hokies of Buzz Williams, lot of firepower returning for Virginia Tech this year. And seems like Iowa, more often than not, have taken on the Hokies. They have not beaten the Hokies in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and I believe this will be their fourth meeting. As 2006, Tech won 69-65 in Blacksburg, in Iowa City. 2009, 70-64, Virginia Tech, and the Hokies won 95-79 back in 2012 in Blacksburg. So they're no strangers to one another, at least during the run of this challenge, if you will. So two teams that got a lot of firepower coming back. Going to be one of the top matchups, I think, as far as that challenge is concerned next year.
I think so as well. You mentioned the second straight year Iowa's gone on the road for this. The ACC claimed the series last year after years of dominance by the Big Ten, but I don't know if you have the list in front of you, but some other interesting matchups as well, in my mind.
Yeah, some interesting matchups, some matchups that I think that I kind of scratch my head about a little bit. Here's a complete list. Northwestern will be at Georgia Tech. Northwestern, needless to say, is going to have a lot back. Georgia Tech's rising again, like they were under Bobby Kremins, trying to get back up to that level anyway. Duke will be at Indiana. Very interesting. Duke on the row, which doesn't happen very often in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, but they're going to go to Bloomington. Notre Dame is going to go to Michigan State. Miami will be at Minnesota. Good test for the Gophers right there, who are expected to be very, very good next year for Richard Pitino. Penn State goes to North Carolina State. You took the words right out of my mouth. Boston College goes to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Michigan goes to North Carolina. Interesting matchup there. Interesting. Carolina has to be the favorite. Clemson goes to Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes and whoever is going to be coaching the Bucks at that point. And
here we go.
Yeah, this is the biggie. This is the biggie. No, Louisville will be at Purdue. And no Caleb Swanigan, but Isaac Haas back for Purdue. A lot of the rest of their roster is going to be back. Louisville is going to have a very, very good team for Rick Pitino next year. So Louisville at Purdue, and then you've got the closeness of the two campuses to one another. So that should be very, very interesting. Florida State loses a lot, but Florida State at Rutgers puzzles me. Maryland goes to Syracuse. Wisconsin will be at Virginia. First to 40 win in that one, Mark. Also, it'll be Iowa at Virginia Tech, as we mentioned, and the final game will be Illinois at Wake Forest. A couple good matchups. I think you make a pretty good case for Iowa perhaps being the number three. Iowa-Virginia Tech, the number three matchup of that group. Obviously, Purdue hosting Louisville, Michigan at North Carolina. Indiana's not going to be the same team next year, same program next year. I think Duke's, it's hard to win in Bloomington, but Duke should go in there and do well. No matter, first big game at Assembly Hall for Miller in there for Indiana, but you got to think Duke's going to be a pretty prohibitive favorite in there. But Iowa, Virginia Tech, based on what the two teams have coming back, I think is probably third in line.
Yeah, the Hokies 22 wins last year and lost to Wisconsin in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And you mentioned we all know what Iowa has coming back as well. So I believe 7 road tests for the Hawkeyes right now on the schedule next season in the non-conference season. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. But when you have the amount of experience that Iowa's going to have coming back next year, I think it's the right year to do that. Wouldn't you agree? If you're going to do it, that would be the time to do it.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there? Good matchup for Iowa? Do you like the matchup? Where would you put it? Etc. Love to hear from you out there. Phone lines or the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600.
Who will land that Ohio State job? Well, we know it's not going to be Cascade native Greg McDermott, who's at he's got a nice seat in at Creighton right now, and he likes it at Creighton, so he's going to stay. Reports are that he was offered the job at Ohio State, and today turned it down.
Yep.
And we ask you at the Emo's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com, what would you have done if you were in Greg McDermott's shoes? Would you have stayed like he is going to do, or would you go to Columbus? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Did you find that matchup puzzling a little bit, that possible marriage between Ohio State and Greg McDermott? I did.
Why?
Greg McDermott is in a perfect spot at Creighton, in my estimation anyway. It's a Big East is very good basketball. It's not one of the Power Five team conferences. Remember back, Greg McDermott went to Iowa State after a very good run at UNI. Things didn't go real well there. Made the move before a move could be made on him in Ames. Has done very, very well at Creighton. He's got a terrific arena. There's no football at Creighton. Has a terrific, terrific basketball-type school to be at. And just going to Ohio State after the problems he had at Iowa State, I don't think if Greg took the job, and this is just pure speculation, I'm not sure that Buckeye Nation would have been in love with that hire. Like I said, just my opinion, but I don't think they would have been in love with that hire.
Is it one of those things from McDermott's standpoint, be careful what you wish for? I mean, Ohio State clearly is a lot more visible and a lot bigger tradition than Creighton. Although Creighton's got a nice tradition, Ohio State's among the very best.
Ohio State is one of the elite. Certainly in football, not as much in basketball, but still what Thad Matta did for that program over the 13 years that he was there is pretty outstanding. You can make a pretty good case that they were, you know, solid top 25 every year, NCAA tournament team pretty much every year, year in and year out, Sweet 16s, Elite Eights, a few Final Fours in there, and that scrutiny would have been really, really tough for Greg McDermott.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy for the guy that follows Mata, that's for sure. That's why I believe the assistant head coach may get that job in a stopgap move.
Sounds like leaning more toward Chris Gent right now, and there's more talk about that. You're right, that it could be I hate to use the word stopgap, but...
Well, at this hour, I mean, it's already June.
Right. Yeah, and you've got the next recruiting period starting in about a month, and that's going to be really, really hard to get somebody in there, get them away from another school, whatever the case may be. Greg McDermott was talked about. Fred Hoiberg was bantered about last night at about 8 o'clock. It was Fred Hoiberg that was in the driver's seat, the former Iowa State coach. Another former Iowa State coach. And now the coach of the Chicago Bulls. He came out on Twitter saying that he is the coach of the Bulls. He's going to stay as the coach of the Bulls.
Gene Smith, the Ohio State athletic director, was the AD at Iowa State for part of Hoiberg's tenure. So that made sense for Smith to at least make a call.
And now, other speculation, maybe assistance in the NBA, whatnot. Chris Gent would do a great job. It reminds you of what happened when Urban Meyer came into Ohio State. And the now defensive coordinator for Ohio State, Fickell, took over the football program for a year. So there is a precedent that has been set in Columbus, so why not do that with a basketball program at this point? And Chris Gents, a former Buckeye, just like Fickell. So, I mean, it makes sense. Makes perfect sense to me. And more and more people, especially out there reporting it, that are closer to the situation than we are saying that more and more of a possibility.
319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and our phone line. Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass, his first week of producing the
doing a fine job,
Jim
too.
Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. If you'd like to know more about Jerry Ask Investment Services, go to jkainvest.com. 0024, take the freaking money. How do you turn down over double the money? Go build another small school if it doesn't work out.
Crane's pretty good, quote-unquote small school, though. Big East.
I can see the point, though.
Quest Center.
How many opportunities do you have to get into the Big Ten?
Maybe he doesn't want
to. Yeah.
Maybe
it's
doesn't
not for everybody.
Go.
It's
maybe
not
he doesn't
for everybody.
Want to be there.
Yeah.
I hate to. Yeah, I'm not even going to use that as an example. I'm not going to use that as an example. 19 past 3. We'll talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
What's
or
Todd
so.
Licklider building now?
No, no, no. Wasn't going to use that example. How dare you do that? How dare you do that?
Oh, 4295 on the text line. When McDermott was at Iowa State, he didn't have his kind of players. I think he realized it wasn't a good fit for him. So he got out at first a good job offer. He is a tremendous coach.
I would agree. I would agree. I think Greg McDermott's a terrific coach, and he's got to have his guy. But that brings up another situation when you go to Ohio State. His guys, yes. Is he bringing in the four stars and whatnot to Creighton, to Omaha? Maybe a few times. But overall, these are guys that are blue-collar workers and that are going to give you 100%, run through a brick wall for you to play. Is that the type of player that Ohio State fans are going to expect? They're going to want the four-star and five-star guys to come to Columbus. So, not that Greg got those guys at Iowa State, but do you see what point I'm trying to make here? Okay. Thank you for the text, 319-366-1600. Keep them coming here. I'm really fascinated by this whole Ohio State situation. Really fascinated by it, but I'm leaning more and more toward Chris Gent as a guy to come in there. And young guy, former Buckeye, I think he'd do a great job. Giving the opportunity, probably he'll win 25 games, and then they'll have a dilemma. Do they give him the job, or they bring in somebody from the outside who wants it?
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose Chris Gent, more than likely. So
Not like the Tom Green idea? Does it have too much baggage?
I don't see how, if you're Ohio State, you can bring in Tom Green, who I don't think he failed at Indiana, but at one of your chief rivals, a school that is in a neighboring state, was fired, and you're going to hire him now, right? As the next job, as your basketball coach, what is that telling your fan base at this
chance
point?
Chance to stick it to Indiana.
Yeah, I suppose. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there? Yesterday was Bobby Stoops and his situation. Today, Ohio State basketball and that situation and what direction they're going to turn. Very interesting stuff happening on June 8th.
Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is going to have a reporter on to talk about that particular development that was Bob Stoops yesterday. That'll be between 4 and 7 this afternoon.
Yep, looking forward to that coming up. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on, but somebody out there, and maybe, you know, maybe it's because we're getting older in the tooth, Mark, I don't know, but somebody has got to explain to me this whole phenomenon about being the best of all time in the NBA and why the entire world is fascinated by this.
We promised the boss we were not going to talk NBA.
We're not going to talk NBA, but we're going to talk about the fact that why do we...
I know.
In every other sport,
I know.
Does it matter?
Well, it did. In the NFL, often there's talk
Brady,
about the best quarterback of all time.
I will give you that. But as far as teams
best
are concerned...
Best golfer of all time, there's that debate. But maybe not to the intensity right now that is LeBron James and stacking him up against the all-time best.
I would agree, but I just... LeBron James scores 40 last night and just being taken out to the woodshed now because they didn't win that game. It wasn't LeBron James' fault they didn't win that game. Kyrie Irving was terrific last night. Cleveland just, I think, got tired, missed some shots at the end. Kyle Korver missed a shot for three at the end, and Golden State got hot. Golden State's got more firepower on that team. I still think Cleveland might win tomorrow night and take it five. It's not going to go seven now. My prediction has gone by the wayside for that. But maybe Cleveland just, that was it, and they may not show up tomorrow night. Who knows? It's going to go four or five. We know that. Especially after what happened the last couple minutes last night.
Why do we have to have that discussion? Not we, but others. Part of it is... their networks are carrying the games. Part of it is the time of year where some people find it difficult to come up with topical material.
And what?
It's going right now. The NBA Finals are going on right now, and LeBron James is on the court, Kevin Durant's on the court, and others. But, yeah, I don't know. I understand, much like the NFL quarterback situation, why we just can't accept except these guys as being among the elite. Can't we leave it at that?
Mike DeCourcy, who covers basketball, terrific for the Sporting News, put it best, replying to a tweet. The tweet was, why can't people just say both LeBron and Jordan are the all-time greats and leave it at that? And Mike DeCourcy says, I don't mind the argument, but I mind the degradation of the other side. It's ludicrous. They're the two best in history. I agree with that. Why do we need to... We're never going to know. No.
Two best non-centers in history, I would go with.
Yeah, where do you put Wilt Chamberlain in there?
Kareem. Bill Russell.
There's a lot of good players out there. A lot of good players out there. We'll get more on that coming up in a little bit. But it's 26 past 3. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with John Cranton. Plenty to talk about, Major League Baseball, NHL, the NBA, and we'll do that with John when we come back. This is the Gym Class Thursday edition, coming your way right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
We are back at 328 here on the Gym Class, KGYM.
That spot say May?
It said May.
May, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we look good. 328 here on the program. Scott and Mark, Kyle with you here for a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to preview the Belmont. We'll do that with Barry Abrams. And also our Friday topic. We'll give you that coming up here in just a little bit before we set sail here today. Chance to go to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup as well at the end of the month, June 22nd through the 25th. We'll give you an opportunity to win as far as that is concerned coming up. And right now we're going to talk to John Krant from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas. On Twitter, follow Jim at Jim Fife Sports. JimFife.com is the website. John joins us on Thursdays from Vegas. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. Yeah. Vegas is buzzing with the Belmont coming up this weekend. Plus, still buzzing about last night because everybody in the world had bet Golden State from a 2.5-point favorite up to 4, and they had no shot of covering that game until the incredible final 3 minutes when they did get the cover. So the Vegas folks weren't really happy.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a, yeah, well, anyway. Well, let's talk about Game 4. That comes up tomorrow night. Cavs at home. Warriors can close it out, of course. They can end a perfect run as far as the postseason is concerned. This is a tough one for me to take a look at because I'm not sure if Cleveland just lost all their mojo in the last couple minutes of that game and they may lay an egg in Game 4. Or possibly they come out, show something, and maybe take it to 5 at least.
Boy, it's a difficult game for me, too, and you got that right. It's the emotional element of the game you really have to start with just because the Cavs, they played a great game up until the final 3 minutes, and to lose the way they did, that is just an emotional punch in the stomach. Not only do you blow the game late in front of your home fans, you're down 3-0, and psychologically you got to be thinking, well, our season is done when just a few minutes earlier you really had a shot to repeat as title. And we're already seeing enormous money movement in this town. Golden State, they made the number 4, same as the last night's game. And now it's up to 6 and 6.5. All the money's coming in on Warriors for Game 4. And the thinking is just kind of what you talked about. The emotional punch was so terrible. Many times teams that are down 3-0, they don't play very well that fourth game anyway. And the way that Cleveland lost it last night, which was it was difficult for me to watch because they played so well for most of the game. So when you look at this number, +6.5 on Cleveland, defending champs at home, it seems really inviting. On the other hand, as you mentioned, do they have the heart to come out with the same type of performance they did? So I guess at this point I have to look at Cleveland's got to slow the pace down, play more defense, so maybe it's not as high scoring as the odds makers think, but Golden State's going to be champs either tomorrow night or in the next few days.
Stanley Cup Final Game 5 tonight. We'll have it for you here on KGYM 1600 AM and 106.3 FM at 7 o'clock. John, the home ice has held serve in the series so far. Do you expect it to continue?
Well, you got that right. Pittsburgh -155 favorite tonight, and they've already put up a number in this town on Game 6, which will be back at Nashville. You can bet that now. And Nashville is -150, almost the same as the Penguins are tonight. The total is 5.5 in both games. So the Vegas odds makers are telling you, yeah, there will be a Game 7, which will be kind of fun. And, yeah, it's been all about home court. The defense for Nashville certainly found its mojo going back home as they got their great defense in order after getting blindsided in those first two games at Pittsburgh. And it was Pittsburgh that couldn't score any at all. However, Nashville has a losing record for the entire season when you count the postseason and regular season. They struggled badly against this high-flying Pittsburgh offense, and you got a Pittsburgh team that's 47-4 at home, in addition to be a tops in goals scored. And this is a big one tonight for obvious reasons. But keep in mind that when the series in the NHL Cup Finals is 2-2, the winner of Game 5 is 17-7 as far as going on to win the Stanley Cup. So a lot on the line tonight. The way I'm going to have to look at tonight's game, with the series 2-2, both teams have terrific goaltenders. I expect that this to be a monster defensive game tonight. We know Nashville has the best defense in the postseason. So I'm going to look at a 2-1 game that's a nail-biter, maybe overtime, but I wouldn't see a lot of scoring tonight.
That would make it the best game of the series so far. The games have been lopsided Very fun series, though, between Pittsburgh and Nashville, and it will go six, probably is going to go seven. Let's turn our attention to the world of Major League Baseball. Red Sox-Yankees close out their series tonight with the rubber match between these two American League East teams, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, Yankees a slight favorite, minus 115. They've split the first two games. Boston has finally got its act going on an 11-5 run. This is the end of a 10-game road trip for them, so they've been away from home for a couple weeks now. On the other hand, they're 6-3 on this road trip. They're also 9-3 against winning teams. They get to throw out David Price today, and what we saw in Price's last start is he was against Baltimore, and a lot of people bet the Baltimore Orioles, and it was because when pitchers come back from injuries, you really can't rely on them, so it's a good go against. Well, they lost. The bettors lost because Price did exceptionally well, and so now for the season, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts, 12 innings, only 5 hits, so he's playing pretty well. Boston just didn't show up last night, 8-0. They got whitewashed, and now you got a Yankees team that's a slight favorite with Michael Pineda. They're only 4-5 the last 9 games. Being at home is going to help at a 29-14 run. It's a top 5 team as far as runs scored and on base percentage. Boston pitching, too, is in the top 5. Pineda, though, really good at home, 2.31 ERA, 5-1 record at home, so the total here is kind of high at the 8 range. I'll look for a defensive game as both teams have terrific defenses. And when they play at the very small Yankee Stadium, it may surprise you, 6-1-1 under the total. More low-scoring games than you might imagine. So I'll go with 4-3, lean toward the Yankees, but a defensive game tonight.
The Chicago Cubs open up a 4-game set at Wrigley Field against the Western Division leader Colorado Rockies. John, Chicago off a bad road trip, got things righted, winning 5 of the last 6. Colorado's been on a decent run as well, so what gives tonight?
Yeah, it's a battle of fairly evenly matched teams with this great Colorado offense, and the Cubs can do a lot of things right. However, the odds makers are telling you Cubs are going to roll, minus 170 favorite, almost 2-1. But boy, this Cubs team is just hard to figure out. On a 6-game road trip, they turn around, went 5-0, and then the most recent loss, and they got the ace, John Lester, going tonight, but the team is just 5-5 in his 10 starts, so you have to wonder, is age catching up, or is it just the fact that both World Series participants last year have underachieved? They haven't been the kind of powerhouse that we saw last year. And then Lester, his last 2 starts, 9 innings pitched, 9 runs, he certainly isn't on the top of his game, so laying this kind of a price with the Cubs at all, that's too big for me. Tyler Chatwood goes for Colorado. He's 27 years old, but he's showed flashes of brilliance, but has also been uneven at times. But keep in mind, the Rockies, great offense, 5-1 the last 6 games. And when they're on the road, 12-5 record the Rockies are. They're not just a Coors Field team anymore. So I would have to lean toward the underdog in this one, because this game should be more about close to a pick 'em than it is.
John Krant joining us from Las Vegas. Jim Feist Sports here at 3:36 in the Thursday edition of the program. We've got the Mariners and the Twins tonight at 8:30 on 107.5 FM, and Seattle is red hot. They've won 5 in a row. They are now back to the 500 mark after a very slow start. Still 12 games behind Houston, but you got to get to 500 first, and they have done that, and they got a walk-off last night to beat the Twins. Sorry, Mark. What about tonight?
Yeah, that was looking at Seattle, looking at the sweep here, and the Twins had a 3-2 run until last night's tough game, and this is another tough one. The middle here of a 10-game road trek, they have done very well against the AL West, and they've done great on the road, 2 overall, a 29 run, but as you mentioned, just haven't won these first 2 games. The pitching looks like it's being strained. They had a choice between Irvin Santana and Kyle Gibson for tonight's game. What we have is a Gibson going, and he has struggled. The thing that stands out with him, a .324 batting average against Seattle, very good offense, top 12 in runs scored, 5th in baseball and on-base percentage. Is the pitching that has been below average much of the year, despite the fact that they play in a big home park here. We're going to see Christian Bergman tonight, winning record, but he has been hittable, and he does come off a terrific game, though, against Tampa Bay, a 12-4 blowout win. You got Seattle a slight favorite of minus 130 with a total of 9. But the Twins have done very well against Seattle, 11-7 run, despite losing these first 2, and they're 5-2 here the last 7 at Seattle. So I'm going to have to go with more of a defensive game, simply because the total here is 9. Got to believe that the cavernous ballpark is going to help both pitchers who have struggled at times. So I'll go with maybe a 4-3 final score, but probably a close one.
Washington Nationals get involved in yet another really good series coming off a matchup against the Dodgers. Now it's the Orioles at home. What do you expect out of this one, John?
We have to start with emotion and situation, not always just about starters or overall stats. And both these teams have that around them. First of all, the Orioles, on a nice run here of 5-4. They just finished a 9-game homestand, though, so it wasn't a great homestand for them. They had terrific in interleague games of 26-10, but they're in the role of underdog here of 145, minus 145 dog. And the thing is, they had the 9-game homestand. Now it's a very short road trip here to Washington. We're going to see Alex Asher going tonight. He's been pretty good, although he's been mainly a reliever. This will be his second straight start, and he pitched well against rival Boston, winning 3-2. The Orioles come in off the emotional game against the Pirates. They were down 6-1 late, tied it up, and then won in extra innings. So you wonder if there's going to be a letdown. And then Washington, they had to play yesterday, and that was on the West Coast, a 3,000-mile trip. Kind of looked out of gas, a 2-1 loss at Los Angeles. Well, it was a decent road trip for them, and they're a team that really is loaded across the board, top three in runs scored and on base percentage. Starting pitching is great. The bullpen is certainly questionable. One of their few weak starters goes here tonight in Joe Ross, ERA over 7, extremely hittable. And keep in mind, the Orioles, 20-8 when they face Washington. They seem to get up for the area rival, so I would have to lean toward the underdog here, 4-3. Seems like a good situational spot for Baltimore.
Also tonight, the Houston Astros taking on the Kansas City Royals, and Houston, the best team in baseball.
Royals got them last night.
Did get them last night, but Houston running away as far as the West is concerned at 42-18. They have lost 2 in a row, though, to the Royals. Will it be 3?
Well, let's see. The Royals haven't really got it going offensively, despite having 11 hits and 7 runs last night, but still 29th in baseball and runs and on base percentage. However, they have turned things around a little bit, a 4-2 run, as well as knocking off the best team in baseball here, the Astros. The problem is Jason Hamill. When is he going to get it together? Boy, a 5.93 ERA, even at home, 5.63, and this team has struggled against the AL West, 9-20 record. And then Houston, 2-game skid on this road trip here, but boy, they have it all across the board. We're going to see Lance McCullers, another 23-year-old arm who has just had a dominant season. And keep in mind, Houston, 38-14 run overall, and on the road, 36-16. Now, this team is for real, so I'm going to have to go with a bounce-back spot tonight on the most talented team in baseball. I'll go with 6-2 Astros.
John, when the Triple Crown is not in play, the Belmont Stakes really takes a lot of luster off this event, but they're still going to hold it. We're going to have Barry Abrams on tomorrow from ESPN to give us his perspective. Your perspective, though, John, it looks like Irish War Cry is the favorite, at least one of them.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of classic Empire not being here. That kind of threw things out of whack. And I talked to two guys who follow the horses real closely, and both told me, take Irish War Cry, the favorite, and scratch him off the list. He's not going to win. And the reasoning was the races that this horse did win was against some below-average competition. So in their view, this horse is overrated and overvalued. So let me just go with that as the base. I'm going to go with their assessment. And if so, that really opens things up for a fun Saturday. Now you can start looking at some longer shots, looking at Lee as a 5-1 right in there. I'll take a shot with this J Boys Echo because it was supposed to do very well in the most, but it didn't. It had a bad run at the Kentucky Derby. However, at that time, going into the Kentucky Derby, it was supposed to be one of the top horses. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a bounce back from a horse that was very good going into that Derby. In addition, when he faced up against Cloud Computing, he actually won the horse, won that race. So I'm going to take a shot with a 15-1 shot here in J Boys Echo, being a bit of a surprise over what I've heard. Irish War Cry is a bit overrated.
Well, yeah, Cloud Computing was right around 15-1 when it went off a couple weeks ago at the Preakness. So you never know how this is going to play out. We could have three separate winners of the three legs of the Triple Crown this year. Really believe that might be the case. So I like your pick. I like your pick, John. All right. Give us a free play, if you will, and tell us a little bit more about Jim Fife Sports, John.
Sure, I'll go with the hockey play tonight. Under the total, I think it's going to be a 2-1 defensive-type game with so much at stake. If you're looking for Big 10 and Big 12 video previews, we have those up and available at jimfeist.com. And if you want free picks daily, all you have to do is call a toll-free number to Vegas, 888-294-1970, or you can check out jimfeist.com.
Yeah, and speaking of college football, you had the over-unders, I think, last week for us, and now with Stoops out at Oklahoma, I wonder if that's going to go down a little bit for the Sooners, or if it's going to make any difference with the new coach in there.
Probably not, because they were the only undefeated team in the Big 12 last year, 9-0, and he brings back a loaded team. I don't think his timing was right for stepping down as far as the talent he has available, so the new coach is going to have a loaded team that still will be the favorite in the Big 12.
All right, very good. Hey, John, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
John Cranton from Las Vegas joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:44. We're going to get to a break coming up. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up from the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. We have for you out there four admissions and $30 in barbecue bucks going out to our winner here today. And yes, Mark, go ahead.
I know we won't be hearing from one particular office in Cedar Rapids. I heard from one of our winners of the barbecue bucks a couple days ago, and he said two or three other members of his office, they all listen to the show, they've all won in the last month. So them knowing the rules, they won't be calling for
that's
a while.
The Whittles? Is it down the
no,
street?
No.
319-366-1600. Caller number six. Kyle will get your information. Caller number six at 319-366-1600. June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Live music, great barbecue. Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup at the McGrath Amphitheater. McGrathAmphitheater.com or KGYMRadio.com for more information. And you can pick up free admission coupons. They're available at all 17 Cedar Rapids, Marion, Hy-Vee, Food, Convenience, and Drug Stores. Thursday night, that's Country Night on the 22nd. Friday is Barbecue and Buffett Night, as in Jimmy Buffett. And that is the 23rd. Saturday is Classic Rock Night. Sunday is Family Fun Day. I believe that Friday night, our own Rick Swan from Rob FM is going to be broadcasting live down there on Barbecue and Buffett Night. Rick knows how to pick the night to go down to the Barbecue and Roundup, right? And so, caller number six, 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is and have more for you when we come back.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Xavier's Sarah Obuname finished sixth at the girls' Class 1A state singles tournament last weekend. The Xavier boys soccer team lost a heartbreaker to Norwalk 2-1 on penalty kicks in the Class 2A state soccer championship game in Des Moines. Luke Duball had the Saints' lone goal. The Saints end the year with a 14-5 record. The girls' soccer team will be looking for a Class 2A state title this week in Des Moines at the state soccer tournament. The Saints shut out Grinnell 9-0 to qualify for state and open with 8 a.m. today. The Xavier baseball team split with Iowa City West on Monday and defeated Benton Community 7-5 on the road on Tuesday. The Xavier softball team fell twice to Class 5A number one rated Jefferson on Tuesday night. The Saints will look to battle back today when they host Iowa City High.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:49 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. I believe Brian from Hiawatha is our winner. So thank you for calling in, Brian. We got one more of our barbecue roundup prize giveaways coming up tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, Mark, Friday, we're going to talk to Barry Abrams. We're going to have a special guest as well coming up tomorrow. Don't want to let the kitty out of the bag on that one.
Can't wait for her.
True. A female guest tomorrow. Also, our topic for a Friday. We had a lot of fun with our spring-summer topic series. And we're going to have another one for you coming up tomorrow. And tomorrow's topic is going to be the best sporting events that you have ever attended. Now, that can be nationally, that can be locally, that can be statewide, that can be worldwide, whatever the case may be. Don't just throw it out there. We want to know why it is the best one. It might just be your best one. It might be my best one. It could be the caller's best one out there. And we want to find out why it is. So, best sporting events around the world. It could be the dodgeball tournament in Las Vegas. I don't think it will be.
You must have attended it, though.
Correct.
In person.
Correct. And tell us why it is one of the best out there. So, that will be coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. We do have state soccer going on. We told you earlier, Regina shut out by Assumption 9-0. They're at halftime right now at 2A. Xavier and ADM are scoreless, 0-0 right now at the break over at the County Sports Complex in Des Moines. We've got Stanley Cup Game 5 coming up tonight. Nashville at Pittsburgh, 7 o'clock. We'll start off at all three, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, 107.5. You'll break away at 8:30 for Twins baseball. Twins will try to get one in Seattle tonight against the Seattle Mariners. In our final few minutes here, we broached this subject a little bit earlier on. I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm just kind of tired of all the talk about we have to label somebody the best as far as the basketball world is concerned. And it's all based on, apparently, if you're winning championships, even though you get 40 points on a night. I don't have a dog in the hunt or anything like this. Although I will say this, I think the Celtics and the Laker teams of the 80s were both just as good as the two teams that are playing right now. And that's going to be talked about ad nauseum over the next week and a half or so, because there's a 30 for 30 on ESPN coming up about the Lakers-Celtic rivalry in the finals through the 80s. So don't tell me this subject is going to go away. It's only going to ramp up even more out there. But are we missing something here? Why do we have to know this in the world of the NBA? 319-366-1600.
1260 on the text line makes a pretty good point, I think. The text reads, greatest player pre-80s, Wilt over Bill Russell. Greatest player post-80s to the year 2000, Magic edging out Jordan. And greatest post-2K, LeBron over Tim Duncan. Makes the point of need to compare eras within an era and not across eras.
It's very hard to do that. I mean, how do you compare, for example, a Babe Ruth with the Derek Jeter? I'm just throwing it out there. Don't want to hear any texts on Derek Jeter being the best of all time. But I think the texter is right. Absolutely hit it on the head. How do you do that? How do you compare a Wilt Chamberlain with a LeBron James? They play two different positions for the first point.
And the texter goes on to point out at one time there were only 12 teams in the NBA. And, you know, different things happen in different eras, so that makes it all the more difficult. 6960, NBA players and ex-players love to make the comparisons. They keep stirring the pot with the media.
And the media eats it up. Well, look at us.
We're asking why, though.
Yeah, we're just asking why. We're asking why. That is true. That is true. I think just enjoy how good this Golden State team is. And Cleveland is no slouch. Last night, Cleveland just could, they made shots through the first 3.5 quarters and just could not put it away last night. Golden State, to their credit, hung. Steve Kerr talked about the fact that got them a little tired at the end and took advantage with their depth, their superior depth that Golden State has, scored the final 11 in the game and won last night.
94-50, what would sports talk radio fill time with without these silly comparisons?
Mount Rushmore's, right, Todd?
52-32, this discussion is pointless. We can't, we can't let disrespectful Cam Newton slip between the cracks on this one.
I love our listeners. I love them.
86-50, Wilt is one of the most overrated players ever. He grabbed his own team shots and tipped them in to pad his stats.
He was really good at it, though.
He did. To the tune of 100 one game.
Really, really good at it. It's even harder to take teams from different eras. Even the Lakers and the Celtics from the 80s, comparing them to what Golden State is doing right now 30-some years later, what Cleveland is doing right now. Let's not forget the fact Cleveland came back from a 3-1 deficit to win last year's championship, to win last year's finals. Don't think they're going to do it coming from a 3-0 this year, but Cleveland's got a pretty darn good team as well. Golden State, and it, you didn't assemble the talent like you do now back in that era. Now it's, okay, Durant wanted to go win a championship. I'm going to go to Golden State. I'm going to play with Curry. I'm going to go play with Draymond Green. I'm going to go play with that group. And that certainly helped Golden State.
Ironically, LeBron started it.
Going to Miami.
Yeah.
Still would be winning championships, as he promised the people in Miami.
55-94, I think you have to compare by position only and number of rings. It's impossible to compare different players at different positions as well as the different eras each played in. Couldn't agree more.
Although the ring thing has always bothered me. You can be a great player and not win a championship or maybe just one championship. Am I right on that or wrong on that? It depends on
who you
have around you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be the greatest player of your era. Good example, Ernie Banks. Ernie Banks was a terrific, one of the best baseball players, if not the best baseball player of his era. One of them.
Would Pippen be the player he was without Jordan?
Don't go down that road. See, I'm going to get Bulls fans mad at me. Jordan left. Pippen had a chance to take that team and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Thanks for the interaction, though. We do appreciate it. I think we kind of know where the people in Eastern Iowa sit on this. Or stand on it.
Matt, the Michigan fan, I'd say Boston started it all with KG and Ray Allen joining Paul Pierce.
But that was 20 years after the Lakers and the Celtics of the 80s came in there. Appreciate the interaction. Thank you very much. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to have our topic, best sporting events that you have attended and why. And we'll also talk to Barry Abrams coming up tomorrow as well.
Another chance to win bucks at the barbecue roundup.
All right. Stanley Cup Game 5 coming up tonight, and that will get underway at 7 o'clock. Next, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. Have a great evening.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com.